With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Northern Idaho man is arrested for making threats against former President Trump. The U.S. Secret Service arrested Warren Crazy Bull Jones. He called Mar-a-Lago Club on July 31st and threatened to travel there to kill the former president. Many Democrats and Republicans are questioning the validity of polls that show Kamala Harris leading former President Trump.
GOP and Democrat analysts alike are wary of non-response bias. That's the skewing of results when many people either cannot or will not engage with pollsters. GOP trackers say many Trump supporters fall into that category. Another factor is that neither landline nor even mobile phones today guarantee access to poll respondents. Says SSRS data analyst Cameron McPhee, there's no way anymore to get a representative sample of the U.S. population or the voters from a single mode. Bob Agner reports.
Former President Trump and Kamala Harris agree to two separate Univision-hosted town halls next month. Trump will have his town hall October 8th in Miami. Harris will follow October 10th in Las Vegas. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans want to find a way to hold the Biden administration accountable.
Texas Republican Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, wants Congress at least to vote on the matter. He said in a statement that he would be introducing a resolution of condemnation to the floor next week. Last week, the Foreign Affairs Committee released its findings after nearly 2 years of investigation into the withdrawal, which took place in August of 2021. The investigation found that miscommunication, security failures, and the shortage of personnel led up to a suicide bombing by the Islamic State Group's Afghanistan affiliate at the Kabul airport. McCaul's resolution will list 15 government officials named in the committee's report, including President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and others. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group is created.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where Republicans are looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least 9 states will vote on abortion in November, and experts are divided on which party might be helped by increased turnout. Pro-life advocates are focusing on those states going door to door in hopes of getting people to the polls. This is SRN News. American consumers are feeling less confident this month as concerns about jobs rise significantly.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 98.7 in September from 105.6 in August. It's the biggest month-to-month decline since August of 2021. The measure of Americans' short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell to 81.7 from 86.3 in July. A reading under 80 can signal a potential recession in the near future.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Congress is passing a bill to boost Secret Service protection for presidential candidates. The legislation passed unanimously Tuesday, now heads to President Biden's desk. The bill will give President Trump and Kamala Harris the same level of protection as President Biden. It follows a second assassination attempt on President Trump's life. More details at SRNNews.com.